This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 31st day of May. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning, all y'all, out in Tucker.
All right, now.
What you got to say about Tucker?
Like home of the Tigers.
There you go. All right.
They got a 7-on-7 coming up, too. We're gonna get into that probably next week, where some of the 7-on-7 events are going to take place as we get set for high school season. Like I always say, this is high school preseason.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. It starts now, and each week they're busy. Coaches are busy. Players are busy. The linemen have their different things that they go to, lineman camps and whatnot. And, it's all building up to August. And we mentioned August 14th. They're going to have the game up at Buford. They're going to break in their new stadium against Milton. And then we got the Corky Kale Kickoff Classic that once again will be here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It'll be here before you know it.
I'm trying to think if I've ever been in a place where you broke in a stadium.
Well, some people do break into stadiums.
I get it.
But
have you ever been there for the first game of a new stadium?
Breaking in a new stadium.
Yeah, have you been there before for a stadium's first game?
I'm trying to think. I've been to it. I was at State Farm when it was Phillips and they played their first games there.
Okay.
That's not a stadium. That's an arena. But I mean, it was – I never will forget there. I made it a point to go in there and find every elevator.
What?
Yeah. I made the point when I got in there. Because remember, it has a – State Farm has a very unique setup where you had seats on one side and you had all the boxes and suites on the other side. So the elevators – don't go to the same levels on both sides. So
you doing a little Indiana Jones stuff there. Surveillance.
That's what I did. The first time I've been there, I went through the found out where all the elevators. And I kind of did the same thing with Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I said, let's see where this elevator goes. And it put us out at the visiting team's owner's box.
Okay.
Right. Not everybody gets to go there.
No, you're right there.
But we didn't know we got the elevator, and the elevator door opens. The visiting team owner does not have to walk concourse. He goes up the elevator and opens up into his area there. Now, I have not been back the first time, and that was by accident. I just kind of stumbled up on that. But when you got new buildings, you go and explore, man.
Okay. No, I was trying to think. I don't think I've ever been a part of the – I wasn't for the TED. I wasn't for – Truist and the other stadiums around here. So, no, that's first.
Yeah, you want to be there. When they got to say hello and thank some folks.
What if I ever said no?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? You don't have to ask. It's your show, too.
You may have something coming up. I want to thank some folks for inviting me to be a part of some events this week.
You and Greg Street getting awards and dinners and testimonials and right.
No, not testimonials, just being out of something. Yeah. Shout out to Commissioner Khadija Abdul-Rahman from Fulton County. Invited me to be the MC for the Fulton County 2025 Senior Summit. And this took place down at the Georgia Convention, the Convention Center down in College Park. And it was great. I'm there, you know, seniors coming in, getting information, mm-hmm. you know, vendors and things they can do. They had a nice lunch. And people asked questions. I had to moderate panel discussion. Then the music came on.
Okay.
And my man, shout out to my man, Casual Cal, who was there. And I kept.
Where did I know that name from?
Universe Soul Circus. But I know it from somewhere else. I know it from Mr. V's. Back in the day, he was a DJ over there. So I reminded him. I said, you know, I'm about to introduce him to a crowd of seasoned citizens. Mm-hmm. And I said, I know this man from some other place. I said, how many of you guys went to Joggers Night back in the day? and Cal came out. It was a great time. It was a great time. I appreciate them inviting me to be at that. And the next night, had a chance to be at something honoring someone very special down in Clayton County, Dr. Douglas Hendricks Sr., who has worked in the Clayton County school system. He is now the senior deputy superintendent, chief of staff for Clayton County Schools. Received a great honor from the president last year, the President's Volunteer Service Lifetime Achievement Award. And they just had a ceremony to acknowledge his honor. And I had a chance to be there. Very proud of him and his family and what he's done, but what he's continued to do to serve our young people, and not just in Clayton County, but around the state of Georgia. Native of Gainesville, showed a folk up there real proud of him, and glad I was able to be at that event this week.
Mr. V's.
Yeah, Mr. V's. You know what I reminded him? I said, you know, I was at that bar one night, and I'm sitting next to Billy Preston. He just happened to be in there. You know, he said, how was it? I said, he was cool. I mean, that's the thing.
Did you turn and all of a sudden he was there?
Yeah, he was right there, Billy Preston.
Didn't see him come in or nothing like that?
No, but
I had that experience with Bobby Brown.
Really?
At 5 in the morning at Club Anytime.
5 in the morning.
Well, that's Club Anytime was 24 hours. Yeah. But you went there. See, this wasn't you. But yeah. The folks that worked late, they got off at 2, 3 in the morning, knew they could go. Place was packed at 4 in the morning. In the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But wow. I turned and Bobby was right there. And then we started talking. And I was telling him, I was at Lake Oconee and you and Whitney were out there at the anyway. But yeah, he was a regular.
Okay.
Bottom. I was the second time I saw him, I just wanted to be able to say, let me buy Bobby Brown a drink.
say that. There. That would be but nice. Yeah,
those places, those Anytime, Confetti, Limelight, all those old clubs.
Limelight, oh my goodness.
I'm telling you, man, you brought up the old clubs.
There we go.
I was going to bring them up there.
All right.
What else we got going on here? Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I know it was something you wanted to mention. Boys are up in Nashville going in circles.
They are going in circles. They are doing that. NASCAR is up in Music City where the Xfinity Series race takes place. Tonight, everything is under the lights up there. They're going to do qualifying and testing and practicing, but they're going to run the Xfinity Series race tonight, 7:30. Cup Series race tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And let's see. Tomorrow night, Cup Series race tomorrow night at 7 on Prime. And that's something we talked about last week. NASCAR doing like so many other sports, going over to stream. Now, mm-hmm. sometimes you have stream where it's there, but it's also available over the air, either on cable or network TV. They walked the tightrope without the net last week, if you want to say that. You know, obviously.
Well, you just did. That was right. Nice,
you know, but you know, and so what I've been able to read about who watched and trends, obviously it's going to skew younger.
Right.
You know, younger fans and whatnot. And someone was lamenting, well, what does this do to the older fans of NASCAR who, you know, are used to watching it either on NBC or Fox Network or, you know, on a cable channel, and now they got to do the stream thing that they may not be into. And so that's what they're saying. You're going to gain these younger viewers, younger fans.
Who don't watch TV as traditionally as the older ones.
But you're also talking about people who you hope will come out to the track as well. And it's this older crew, are they still coming out to the track? Yeah, they're loyal viewers. So you want to keep your loyal viewers, even though they may not be coming out to the track like they used to. And as NASCAR goes to new places, we've seen them go to new places, do mm-hmm. different things, but they've also come back to some places this year, like North Wilkesboro, like the Xfinity Series at Rockingham, like Bowman Gray Stadium. So it's kind of they're throwing something to that fan that remembers those places, the nostalgia, you know, to come back to those places and run. At the same time, you know, what's next? What's the new thing?
They need that driver.
You know?
And whether it's Chase Elliott or somebody else, they need that person who puts people through the turnstiles. You know that. And as hard as it is right now, as everything changes in media and how people absorb entertainment, that's going to be a concern. So you really have to watch and see. You can't guarantee
And it's not just winning, because you talk about a guy like Jimmy Johnson, you talk about how people maybe forget about him.
Mm-hmm.
And all he did was dominate.
Oh, yeah, he won. But I'll tell you what would bring me out. Somebody doing something like Ross Chastain. That's what gets people out. I talk about that all the time.
Is that called smash a watermelon for you?
With that or use the bullpen to swing around, whatever it is.
They're not going to let him do that
anymore. No, not in the bullpen. Going along the rails, of that. That's what gets people's attention. You have to be so absurd in 2025 to get people excited about something, because the norm just don't work anymore. Look what gets people's attention online. And it's usually somebody doing something extremely stupid and dangerous. But that's what makes people gravitate
toward. Well, that's what a lot of people thought stock car auto racing was.
And they got away from that.
Anyway.
They got away from that.
Perception. That is dangerous. That is dangerous. Well, it is dangerous.
Right, it is that. But the perception of that being the reason why the fan base was as big as it was, or the reason to go watch. Same thing with hockey. By the way, we were talking about what's going on in the NBA. NHL might have the same finals as last year.
Yeah, I think they do.
It's a done deal. So
ready to go again.
I want to see, as Belizean says, what Bob shows up. The go Bob.
Right.
Which Bob shows up?
Right.
His Canadian accent.
Right. Right.
I want Edmonton this year.
I do want to say the Cup Series, the Truck Series winner last night was Rajah Ruth. A young man who was born here in Atlanta but grew up the East Coast and graduated from Winston-Salem State University last year. And it's his second time winning. And Corey Heim from Marietta was second place last night. And, Corey is from Marietta. And I always say a shout-out to Kennesaw Mountain High School, his school out there. But Rajah Karuf will leave Nashville with a nice blue Les Paul guitar.
Well, see, you just stepped on. I was really going to say to you, that's my third best trophy, if you will.
You think so?
For me, if I were racing and I set my sights on three, now the first two are going to be hard to do because you'd have to pull. Actually, you'd have to do what happened last week. You'd have to win the Indy 500. So the Borg-Warner Trophy is my first one.
Okay.
That's trumps
the one with
everything.
The little faces that pop out of it.
Put the winner's faces on there.
Yeah, that's.
And then Daytona 500.
Okay.
That stereo thing that you. Was that? It looks like the console my grandmother had in the house where you lift the top up.
Yeah.
There's a record player inside there. That one, because it's the Daytona 500. But this thing you get in Nashville. You give me a Les Paul.
Over Martinsville?
Over Martinsville, for me.
You know what Martinsville gets?
Tell them.
Grandfather clock.
No. I got me a grandfather clock.
Yeah,
no, it's cool.
You get a grandfather clock.
Yes, you do. I'd still take a Les Paul.
Really?
Over that in a second. And I'd be in a long line of people who take that over a grandfather clock. It's a Les Paul, man. Even if you can't play it, you got a Les Paul. You can't play. Like, seriously, people got pianos in their house they don't know how to play.
Yeah.
So I'm putting a Les Paul, hanging it right over the fireplace. Y'all know how to play it? I'm going to pull it down. Give me some George Benson. Give me some of that. So, yeah, that to me is like the third one as far as racing. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. Listen, this week or last weekend, we had something that we haven't had a chance to do before, and I'm looking forward. I hope there's residue left from that. But we called Jason Longshore, and he joined us after a big win.
Mm-hmm.
Because normally we're getting them set up before the win, and then, you know, they've had the season they've had. But after they played on Saturday night, and okay, we were on Monday. Was it Monday? Yeah. We called him. Was it Memorial Day? Memorial Day, we called him, and he came on, and we talked about the win and how these guys played. So we're just hoping that this continues. Atlanta United getting set up to take on the Red Bulls. 3:30 pre-kick at 4:30. And Jason is going to come on here next, talk about that. If I'm wrong about anything, he'll correct me. And we'll get you set for today's matchup. Sam and Greg on the Saturday Morning Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Check out our website. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. It is time to talk soccer. Atlanta United taking on Red Bulls. Pre-kick at 3:30, kick at 4:30 today. And on the call, Mike Conte, our own Mike Conte, and our own Jason Longshore, who joins us right now. Of course, when you talk Jason Longshore now, we always have to remember to talk about The Intersection. That's the name of the show? Yeah.
Yeah.
Intersection, Jason and Noel, their show. Now, is it a locked-in time, or sometimes is it after, you know, games? Are you guys always on at a certain time as we welcome Jason in here? Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. No, we bounce around. It's like Atlanta soccer tonight. It's your nightcap show, Intersections on Thursday nights, and usually at 10, sometimes 11, and yeah, there could be a game somewhere in the mix that throws us back. Actually, there will be later on in June, so it happens. We move around. We're the nightcap.
Now you know, that show got, well, never mind.
So are you're up in New York now, or are you in Jersey?
In Jersey. Red Bulls play in Jersey.
You didn't have to land in Newark, did you?
I don't want to talk about it.
Then we'll do this before we get to the game, because I was told to give you one of the movie questions. This is the kind of thing that happens on their show. They don't just talk soccer. They don't just talk b-ball, which they both love and have deep knowledge of. They talk about all kinds of things. So I was told to give you a movie question because we forgot to during our casting call. So I've chosen two here, not too hard. But still, you know, it's a general movie question. So here's one. You saw the movie Flashdance, or know the movie Flashdance, right?
I know it. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
Me too. What job did Alex do by day in that movie Flashdance?
Oh, jeez. I don't even remember.
That was kind of a thing. That's what I was wondering. That might be kind of easy. Anyway, she was a steel worker. She was a welder. She was a She was a welder at a steel mill. All right. What was the second movie starring Julia Roberts and Richard Gere?
Second one.
You know, the first one was pretty big. But the
I feel like I can see the poster and I can't remember the movie.
Yeah.
What was it?
Runaway Bride.
Runaway Bride.
I like this kind of thing we do here with Jason, you know, and then we're going to leave this
box.
I'm
losing on my trivia today.
That's all right. Movies. We're going to leave this box and you and Noel can do it on the intersection, which you have to find coming up this upcoming week.
See.
Listen, man, we so enjoyed talking to you last week because it was a breath of fresh air. We called you, it was unscheduled, and you got a chance to talk about a victory for this Atlanta United team. And you know, hopefully they stayed the course and turned the corner.
We're happy to talk with them today because, Noel.
And cleared by Orlando. It was an off-balance header by Schlegel, but they got away with it. Still loose. Knocked down to Click. Click at the top of the arc. Coming forward. Passing ahead to Moranchuk. Pop to the penalty spot. Saba traps. Shot blocked. Rebound. Score! A potential stoppage time winner for Atlanta United.
We have had so much fun the last 2 weeks, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it really has been the last few years. I mean, that's why we want to see you guys keep this going. Hadn't it been a breath of fresh air for you?
Yeah, that's the crazy thing is it feels like it's been a long time, but it hasn't even been a week.
That's right.
This has been a lot of content in a short period of time because they beat Cincinnati on Sunday night. We're not even to Sunday. We're still on Saturday. They've already beaten Orlando. They had to come back to do that when they had to hold on against Cincinnati. It's been crazy over these past couple games. You've had so much packed into them in 180 minutes over a couple of days. Now you go again after 2 days off and a flight to New Jersey, and you get ready to play again against a team that's also in the same kind of schedule. They played last Saturday, not on Sunday. So they got one extra day in this chaos, but it's a real gut check kind of moment in that regard of just guys are going to be tired. There's no way around it. And when you're in this kind of run of form, you don't want to have to rotate a lot. And talking to Ronnie Dyla this week, I think in this country, we talk so much about midweek and you have to rotate and you have to manage minutes and you have to do this and you have to do that. If you look at, for example, the Champions League final later today with PSG and Inter out of Italy, you've got teams like that are very used to playing weekend, midweek, weekend, midweek in longer stretches of time. They do this more often. And you just go. And you have to manage yourself in the game. And this is down to, I think, soccer IQ of players of not running yourself into the ground in the first 15 minutes. You know, understanding that, hey, some of these guys that are going to play tonight, they've probably run 15 miles or so in two games this week. They've probably had about 30 or 40 sprints in that time span. So maybe don't burn one of the sprints you've got left for tonight in the 10th minute on a nothing play. You know, maybe you got to think a little bit more about how you manage your energy. That's what top players do. And it's just part of the process. And Atlanta United's going to have to find that tonight. They're going to have to make really good decisions about how they manage their energy levels.
That's Jason Longshore joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, getting ready for Atlanta United and Red Bulls. Things get going at 4:30. That's the kick. I was curious your thoughts on the effect.
No, it's actually 7:30 tonight. The schedule got changed.
Ah, well, thank you very much, because in front of me is DeLeo's schedule. All right, what time is it? So pre-kick would be probably 6:30.
7:30 kick, or 7:40 kick. Pre-game will start at 6:30 with Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz.
Okay. Why'd that get changed? Was it a weather thing or just scheduling?
No, I think I can't remember when it changed. It was a little while back that the schedule got moved around. So gotcha. There's a different game in that time slot.
But it had nothing.
I mean, honestly, if you're a soccer fan in Atlanta, it works out really well because you can watch the Champions League final at 3 o'clock, and then you can get to wherever you want to watch Atlanta United and listen to the match with us, and you'll be all set with two big games today.
There you go.
All right. Well, listen. But
it has nothing to do with flying into Newark.
He don't want to talk about that. Didn't you?
No, nothing to do with that. I don't want to talk about it.
Talk about that at all. Last week we didn't talk.
I don't want to talk about that flight ever again.
Gregson's out for this game. Got a. I think there's another guy out. Is that, you know, what's that effect going to be like as Atlanta United takes on New York?
Yeah, you're dealing with a couple injuries with Gregerson and William Ba out, but you've got the depth to handle it. We've seen this back line right now play with three center backs. I think Matt Edwards has been a revelation in that third center back role. When you play three center backs versus two, going back to energy levels, you have a player in Derek Williams who can play in the middle of the three, and he's got a lot of miles on his legs. You need to protect him at times. Playing with two center backs, you don't have as much protection. Playing with three, with Luis Abram, a Peruvian international on one side, and Matt Edwards, who seemingly can run for days on the other side, that allows Derek to be that leader in the middle of the back line, and where, yeah, he might not be able to cover quite as much ground as he used to in his younger days. He's got all that experience and all that understanding of the game to be able to organize the players around him. And that's incredibly valuable too. In the midfield, Bartosz Lisz has been great in that holding midfield role, playing solo with Jay Fortune and Alexei Maranchuk in front of him. You have Mateusz Klich, who has been heavily involved in these last couple of games, playing the little bit of an instigator role, getting Orlando to lose their minds and get a red card. Klich is getting back to full fitness. He's had injuries kind of all season long, and he's starting to get some rhythm and get going again. But that shape with the three center backs and with the three central midfielders, that's really given this team a lot of security and a lot of structure that has served them well in these last four games, where they've won two, they've drawn one, and then they narrowly lost one to Philadelphia.
Yep, it's been...
No, I was going to ask him, and this is sort of a general thing, because we see this in other sports. We hear people talk about it in other sports. You could tell right away this was going to happen. They were going to play like this. Coming off of what we talked about last week, Jason, is there a point in this match today that you will see that these guys are playing like they did last week, or you have some concerns?
I just have concerns in terms of the workload you've had, just because – you're not going to be able to play, I don't want to say all out, because people can take that into different directions. It's not that. You're not going to be able to play completely free just because of the fatigue. And being on the road, too, that's a big part of this as well. But the structure of the team, as I mentioned, with the three center backs and the three central midfielders, I think it allows you to, look, if the Red Bulls at home, they should carry the game a little bit more. This is a team that historically has been one that hasn't really wanted a whole lot of the ball. They've played more in a counter-attacking pressing style. They've got some better ball players now. They can keep the ball a little bit. And at home, at times, you know, the home team has more momentum. So Atlanta's going to have to weather the storm a little bit. And I think we saw that, especially in these last two games, in various points. Cincinnati had more of the ball than Orlando did. I think Orlando dropped off too much in the match on Wednesday. So I don't think Atlanta will maybe have as many opportunities as we saw in these last two. But you've got to be a little more structured, a little more disciplined to deal with a match on the road. It's just, it's different. You know, we can get into that no matter what Atlanta team we're talking about. You're on the road. You're going to be in an underdog situation. You're going to have less momentum. How do you manage the moments where the home team has everything going in their direction? Can you hold on to the ropes, and can you get through it?
Spend the time on the waitforit.com hotline with Jason Longshue. And he is social. You can always find him at Longshue. And he's New Jersey. He's not going to tell me anything about the flight. But I do want you to tell me this.
Nope.
Because the Red Bulls have always seemed to always bring out their best when they play against Atlanta United. They've been that pebble in the shoe really since the first day. We faced these guys earlier this year here in Atlanta, and it was a scoreless draw. Since that time, they scored one match where they scored 7 goals in a win, and they come in with some momentum. What's different? We see what's different about our side. What's different about them? And that place up there is always like the Temple of Doom for Atlanta United.
Yeah, Atlanta United hasn't had a win up here in New Jersey before. So that's another thing that, you know, comes into the story of this. But as Ronnie Dyla said, you've got to, if you want to be a top team, you've got to break barriers. And one of them is winning in this building. The Red Bulls, to me, when you compare them in general from last year, where they got the MLS Cup, but they didn't have a great regular season, it's about the health level of their key attacking pieces. And the biggest one is Emil Forsberg. He's one of the best players in the league. He plays the kind of number 10 position for Red Bulls in the way that they want that position to be interpreted really well. He is one who completely understands the defensive responsibilities of that role high up the field, and he starts everything defensively really well. But then in the moments where he finds the ball in dangerous spots or his teammates find him, he can make you pay. He's the player to really, really watch with this group. But at the moment, I mean, the Red Bulls are dealing with a lot of the stuff that a lot of teams are dealing with, you know, minor injuries, a lot of rotation, a lot of having to get deeper into the squad depth, and they've shown that they can handle it. I think Sandro Schwartz, their manager who took over last year, is a big step forward for them, because like we said, this is a team that typically was one-dimensional. It was a really good one dimension, but it was one-dimensional in the sense that they weren't comfortable with the ball and they were devastating with their press and making you run and making you uncomfortable and forcing turnovers. Teams at times would play against the Red Bulls and just say, okay, you know what? We're not going to let you catch us in possession. We're going to give you the ball, see what you can do with it. And they couldn't. Now this is a team that can play. This is a team that has more dimensions to them. Can they stay healthy enough, especially with those attackers, to do that? Because the other element of this style of play is you're asking for a lot of running, you're asking for a lot of sprints, you're asking for a lot of physical strength and endurance. Sometimes guys break down. And that's something we've seen in this league with pressing teams as the year goes on. They start to break down physically a little bit. The Red Bulls are going to have to manage that. You're still early, but you are starting to see those injuries pile up. So for them, I'm really curious to see if they can find that plan B that's a little more effective for them. I think they have the players to do it, but they've got to commit to at times being a little bit slower tempo and a little more control. We'll see if they start to find that tonight against Atlanta.
That's Jason Longshore. He's the Ryan Seacrest of our station. You can hear him here on Sam and Greg. You can hear him on Soccer Tonight. And now you can hear him with with Noel on The Intersection and probably a couple other shows we don't even know about. But that's where he's at 92.9 The Game. As always, man, thanks for getting up and being a part of the show. I'm sorry about the flight in. I won't ask you about it, but you guys have a great call. Leave him alone. Don't ask him no more about that flight.
Appreciate it, y'all.
All right, Jason. Tell Mike we said hello. You guys fly safely and get back here.
Yep. See y'all.
There you go. Jason Longshore joining us. We're going to wrap things up here in a little bit, get you set for today's matchups, and turn things over to Mr. Fricky coming up top of the hour. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
She's trying to make me cry. She's trying to make me cry.
Put your hand on your hip and let your backbone slip and work out.
When I tell you that I had...
First step.
My mother and them step. I forgot what you call them. Not moo-moos, but whatever, you know. When we were around the house back in the day.
She
would
be
dance in this thing. And Jackie Wilson was her man.
Yeah.
It was Jackie Wilson and Billy Eckstein. Those were the two that made my mother weak in the knees.
You loved it, right?
Oh, please. And this song, and she could, you know, and she starts swinging that thing all over the place.
Dancing around, right?
And then I'd say, Mom, what you doing? Hush up. That's what she'd say to me. Hush up, boy. Let me dance.
Leave me alone.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this Saturday morning, 31st day of May. Thank you. John Fricke's coming up top of the hour. I know there's some things we wanted to get to before we got on out of here. But let me just throw this off. You know, today, are you a cereal man?
I can be.
But not your first choice?
You know, I can't be a bet.
Frosted Flakes is for me. I can do a Frosted Flakes. I can do a Cap'n Crunch. That's about it.
Oh, I'm doing more Cheerios these days. The more Cheerios and oatmeal.
Okay.
That's kind of me. Cap'n Crunch was back in the day. Back in the day, Cap'n Crunch, whoa, man.
That was it.
That was the thing.
But see, it stayed crunchy. And then the Frosted Flakes, you eat them quick, they stay crunchy.
Yeah.
I don't like the ones that get in there milking and, you know, patch your tires with them. No, I don't want that. Anyway, a dude named John Kellogg got his patent for it today.
Ah.
For the Frosted Flake and the making of it.
Man.
So there you go. Titanic was launched on this day.
The film of the actual boat.
The actual ship.
Actual ship. Yeah, I forgot.
Boat's the thing you look for when the ship's going down.
They didn't have
enough of that. It was launched in Belfast.
They had a few of them, but not enough.
No, they did not. Not enough. But yeah, that all happened on this day. Don Ameche.
Ah.
Was been his birthday today. Which one
was
he?
Talk about somebody that reinvented.
Oh,
you can Mortimer.
You can thank Opie for that.
You know, yeah.
Ron Howard put him in Cocoon.
Yep, Cocoon.
And brought him back.
And then
he was in
Trading Places.
Trading Places and then
Coming to America, right?
He was in one of those.
Ralph Bellamy.
Ralph Bellamy was
right? Yeah.
Windorf and Mortimer.
Randolph and Mortimer.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did an Alfred Hitchcock with that.
Really?
Meaning Alfred Hitchcock would always put himself in movies.
Yeah, right.
So that's, you know, they kind of brought that scene. There was two different movies, but the same character came back in them. The only time Michael Keaton did that in Jackie Brown. Because wasn't he in a movie with I don't want to say Jennifer Lopez, where she was a cop. I think it might have been the one with George Clooney, where he jumped out of jail, and Michael Keaton was an FBI agent in that. He was in some movie as an FBI agent, and then that same agent showed back up in Jackie Brown. Quentin put Michael Keaton in that movie, too.
Put him back in?
Yeah. Played the same role in two different movies like that. So there was some conversation. Noelle jumped on it. She agreed. We're just trying to think of what's the best trophy in sports. I still think that Gibson guitar is up there. It'll never replace the Borg Warner trophy. You know, you can say what you want about the team sport trophies, but
Stanley Cup?
Well, Lord Stanley's.
Ooh. Hey.
Well, let me ask you this. Would you rather have that or Wimbledon's serving dish? The serving plate that the women get, not the men.
The women get the serving plate. The men get the trophy now.
Yeah. So I'm saying.
Serving plate. That Serena got like a house. She got a bunch of them things around there, right? I don't know. Me being someone that's partial to tennis, that would the trophy from there would mean an awful lot.
Yeah. I still want that guitar.
You still want the guitar.
I can't play. I mean, I can play some things. I can play the beginnings of like 3-4 different songs, but that's about it.
You know, that's so fitting to make that a trophy in a place like Nashville.
Absolutely.
Because if you go down Broadway down there are a number of guitar shops down there, and it's not unusual. Well, not at all. If you're standing around in front of some of those places to see a limo pull up and somebody get out, going in to pick up something. I mean,
we ordered it a week ago, to pick it up,
right,
or whatever.
Go by and pick it up, right? So, I mean, yeah, the place where you got musicians, you know, on every corner practically. So that's the cool thing about NASCAR goes there and they honor that, and that's the trophy that they give. Now, some people have taken them and they've all did like a kiss routine when it is.
What?
Oh, yeah.
No, they need to be. That person's got to be deported.
I'm trying to think who. Oh my goodness!
Smash like Keith, like Pete Townsend.
Yeah.
No. You don't do that to a Les Paul.
There are people who've done that to that guitar when they won it. I'm trying to think. I think
not guitar fans.
I guess not, but or they see themselves as doing something. Yeah, so that there's rock. Right?
Even rock stars don't do that no more. I think what's his dude from Green Day might have been the last dude I saw do that.
Smashing guitar.
Yeah, smashing guitar, and he was mad at somebody else for something. But yeah, man, them things cost too much money to be smashing them.
Yeah,
the way they used to.
I forget who it is that would do that on a normal basis. But I think was it Kyle Busch? I'm trying to think who did that. That would get that and just for the heck of it, right?
Where's the website? You had mentioned it earlier in the show during the local segment. You talked about the NIL. Well, this is different than the NILs, but this new event that's coming up with the kids can play.
They're out there where they're looking. Kids are coming. Once again, folks, we talked about this earlier, and I'm going to get someone on to come on with us and really talk about high school NIL and do a deeper dive into it. But there's the Indy Pro Football League, and INDIE Pro Football League, and they're having an event today down in Ellenwood at the New Morrow High School Steel Road Stadium, which is a beautiful facility down there. But this is where they're having it, and they're telling young people, you get there, you can play and get paid. And they're just warning young people who are on high school teams, if you participate in this, Georgia High School Association will probably make you ineligible for this fall to play on your high school teams. So you don't want to jeopardize that by being a part of it. They're saying ages 8 through 17. You know, they're going to put kids from 8 to 17 out on the field at the same time.
Same weight class.
They're not saying anything about weight class.
No, I'm saying they're all fair game.
They will be considered youth. Yeah. There's a youth division, and then there's an adult division, as far as I know about this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know a whole lot about it. I just know a lot of people have been on social media saying, steer your young people away from it. They don't want to go and be a part of it. It's someone who's saying you're going to pay and you're going to play, and they're going to pay your kid to play football this summer. And, you know, it's not recommended. There is high school NIL in the state of Georgia because some people think it was taken away. No, Georgia is a high school NIL state, but this ain't it. This is not it, folks.
You got to put that on some bumper sticker or something.
I promise you, this ain't it. This ain't it. You know what I mean? This is not how it works. We're going to have someone on here in the next couple of weeks to do a deep dive into it. And, you know, maybe you might have some questions for us. But, you know, and that's the other thing, Greg. It's so new. Mm-hmm. And everybody hears about what it does at the collegiate level, and it's vilified for a lot of people because they lump everything into NIL. And I differentiate. For me, there's NIL and there's the bag. You know, NIL is something where you're using your name, image, and likeness. You know, you're doing an endorsement, you're making appearances, you're doing things on your social media. We see you on a billboard. We see, you know, those NIL, okay, I get that. You know, and then there's somebody here's a bag of money, come help us win games. That's different to me, but everybody seems to lump it all into the same. I don't do that. So, but that's not eligible for your baby in high school. There's nobody with a bag full of money for your child at this age. There is a way for your child to make some money or to receive some money for the name, image, and likeness, but you need to ask the coaches and athletic directors at your school and your school district what falls into the guidelines for that. And it's not in every state. And all the states that have it, it works differently. So, I mean, I've talked with people at the local state level about this. I've talked with people nationally about high school NIL because it's so new. And it's something, you know, whenever we get a chance to put some information about that, you know, we'll try to do that. But this is something that's coming out there. And the big thing is they get paid to play. And so, you know, that's something that's not going to fly well with our association. And to me, you know, our high schools in this state are so well recruited and, you know, young people are seen and given opportunities. Why jeopardize a chance for your child to play this fall while scouts and recruiters from the colleges across the country will be coming to see them, offering them scholarships where they can get the college NIL? You know, why jeopardize that by taking part in something like this?
We also talked about big sports stories of the week. You had Scooble doing a complete game up there in Detroit, 13 strikeouts, something like that. When's the last time we talked about a pitcher with a complete game? It was his first, too.
Somebody put something out about Bob Gibson recently, and I forget which season it was. He had 12 consecutive complete games.
That's what they did back then, man. I mean, 12, I don't know exactly.
Think about
if you agree.
No, 12 consecutive complete games.
Yeah.
When you say that, the man took the ball at the beginning and didn't let go until the game was over.
Yep. And dare the catcher to come out and say something.
Red Shane Deese, don't you even think about you want to come over and ask me about this baseball.
And that was the thing about him. There's not many people who could do that.
I can't even tell you. And they had great teams. I have no idea who came out of their bullpen.
No.
I have no idea who their closer was. I really don't. You know, but because, I mean, he took the mound and he was – his deal was to go all nine innings.
And he's part of a trivia question. And I can only think of three. I can think, well, let's see, four, maybe four. Kareem, Wilt Chamberlain, Tiger Woods, Bob Gibson. They changed the sport for those four guys, or changed how you play the sport because of those four.
Or changed how others prepare for the sport.
Lowered the mound for Bob Gibson.
Yep.
Eliminated dunking. The college and the pro level, thanks to Wilt and Kareem, and Tiger proofing courts.
And not courses. But Tiger also made dudes go to the gym.
Well, that too.
You know,
but I'm saying something the sport actually did.
You had to change. That's something else. You guys, if you want to compete successfully with these folks, you had to change what you
did. But who am I missing? Did they do that in racing? I'm trying to think if they did that, you know, did the King or Earnhardt or any of these guys command a rule change? Something happened. I can't think of anybody else. Whether it's an individual tennis,
obviously the Williams sisters made everybody go to the gym.
Now I'm not again, but the sport of tennis didn't widen or shorten the length of the court
or change the material of the racket
exactly
or anything like that.
I'm just saying those four guys and what they did. But let me ask you this. Let me throw this in there. Hey. We talked about Scooble and what he did this past week. As impressive was what we got from our boy down the street here, Chris Sale.
Very much, because he
2,500 strikeouts, faster than anybody.
Will that end up being something we might see more of than the 300 wins? Because
absolutely.
We kind of said that we just talked about 12 complete games, and most of these guys can't go five
nope,
innings.
No, they can't.
Consistently. So, yeah, I think that's going to be the real benchmark. Somebody wants to guarantee, you know, consideration for the Hall of Fame, 2,500 strikeouts. I really hadn't checked to see that he was that close.
I didn't know it because he got injured and you didn't think he was that close.
Yeah.
And still he made it. I've also decided without the crazy wildness, if you didn't see him pitch, this is your generation's Randy Johnson. Fair? Chris Sale, is this generation's Randy Johnson?
I don't think
without the wildness.
Without the wild, yeah, he won't rev back and throw the ball behind, right. behind
your head.
Behind Kruk.
But just the way he pitches and the way he makes people step out of their position. Nobody digs in with Chris Sale.
Yeah.
I just don't say right-handed batters may think they, but you never know what because of his control and because of his temperament, he might purposely throw one up in your ear hole.
Just,
right?
Just because.
What you smiling at?
Just to let you know he's there, right?
Yeah. Hey, we've had a big time today, and I want to thank Noel for everything. You got anything last words for everybody before we get on out of here?
That's all. We got baseball over.
No, I meant Noel.
Oh, Noel.
I was talking to Noel. I know you got some.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Sorry.
Anything you want to leave us with? Something coming up on the intersection?
We may have a new monthly guest on the intersection, so stay tuned.
See, that's a tease.
It will be an athlete from this city.
We'll watch for that.
Even deeper.
Oh.
Well, thank you for everything you did for the show today, Mr. Crenshaw.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Remind people there's baseball over in Athens today. Georgia against Duke at 6 o'clock. It is the Georgia Regional.
And Atlanta United and Red Bulls been moved from the schedule that we have here. It is a 7:20, I think he said, kick.
There you go.
We're going to have the game right here in case you can't in front of a TV. John Freaky is up next. Thank you again for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. Sam and Greg, we'll talk to you next week, Saturday, 8 to 12, right here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.